We've been highlighting some of our favorite submissions to NPR Music's Tiny Desk Contest. This week, we hear from Giovanni Kiyinji and his song Bakunja, a place he's never been.
I come from Africa, in particular East Africa, Uganda. And the song is inspired by a certain village in Uganda, which people fear to go there because of the myths that are going around in that place. When we were growing up, what we heard about Bakunja, these guys are cannibals, or these guys are doing all the atrocities that are happening in, since it is far away from most of the towns, we tend to believe that.
So he made a joyful song that challenged those myths.
My inspiration came from that, like my imaginations of going there and what if the myths that people are talking about are not right or are not true.
Kiyinji left Uganda and lived in several countries before moving to Phoenix, where he's lived for about 5 years.
Coming to Phoenix, it was the same feeling, wanting to collaborate or to work with people as a new artist in town pushes me really to start discovering a lot of things that are happening in Phoenix. And I get so many questions about, what are you doing in Phoenix? Why don't you move to like LA or New York City or something like that? But I was like, Phoenix for me looks and feels afresh. And that creates a lot of room for my growing as an artist. And also the sun. I love the heat because I come from East Africa, the equator is crossing over, so it feels like you are home.
The song, which is nearly 11 minutes long, features a traditional instrument.
I play a kogo in that song, which is one of the traditional instruments from Uganda. And then towards the end, sample the djembe, which is an instrument from West Africa. So it is the fusion of different cultures that filled the song. The eastern part of Africa is not really known in terms of music for some good time, compared to South Africa and West Africa. When you come to East Africa, not so many musicians that really have crossed to the world. So I'm playing this music for people to turn their ears and eyes to start looking for what is going on in East Africa.
That was Giovanni Kiyinji. His Tiny Desk Contest submission was called Bakunja.